Hello.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Kieran Lopez and I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're a public opinion survey about Phoenix. May I speak with Richmond Edwards?
This is him.
Okay, thank you so much for answering. Would you prefer to continue this survey in English or in Spanish?
English.
Okay, thank you. First of all, are you registered to vote in Phoenix?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the November election for president, the U.S. Senate, the Congress, and other state and local offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or don't you think you will vote?
I will.
Okay, thank you so much. Can you tell me in what year were you born?
1995.
Okay, 1995. Thank you so much. And are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No, okay, thank you so much. And do you consider yourself to be white, American, African or Black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial or another race not listed here?
Black.
Black, okay, thank you so much. And thinking about voting in the November election, would you say that you're personally not too motivated to vote, somewhat motivated to vote, very motivated to vote, or extremely motivated to vote?
Very motivated.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
The right direction.
Okay, thank you, got it. And now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feeling toward each one as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. The first one is Marcelino Quiñones.
I've never heard of them.
Okay, thank you. The next one is Ana Hernandez.
Never heard of them.
Okay. And then we have Carlos Galindo Alvira.
Never heard of them.
Okay. And the next one is Katie Hobbs.
Favorable.
And would you say it is very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Okay, thank you. And the last one is Katie Gallego.
Haven't heard of them.
Okay, thank you so much for your answer. Overall, do you approve or disapprove of the job the Phoenix City Council is doing?
Approve?
Okay, and is that strongly approved or somewhat approved?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay, thank you. Now, thinking about the election in November, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were the Democrat Joe Biden and the Republican Donald Trump, or for whom would you vote? The Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for Phoenix City Council were held today and the candidates from your area, well, Emilio Avila, Michael Nowakowski, Martin Bridgman, Marcelino Quiñones, and Ana Hernandez, for whom would you vote?
Probably the Democrat.
And can you say a name?
No.
Okay, thank you. And well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean? Emilio Avila, Michael Nowakowski, Martin Bridgman, Marcelino Quiñones, or Ana Hernandez?
I don't know, actually.
Oh, okay, thank you. And please tell me now which one of the issues I'm going to tell you is most important to you in deciding your vote for city council. Here are the options. First one is homelessness, jobs and economic development, crime, street and road maintenance, housing cost, water quality and supply, climate change and excessive heat, racial equity, or public transportation.
Oh, those are tough ones. You want me to rank them?
Can you say which one of these is most important to you in deciding your vote for city council?
I'm jobs and economic growth.
Oh, okay, thank you so much. Now, let me read you a series of statements about Hannah Hernandez. For each, please tell me whether this is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Hannah Hernandez for Phoenix City Council. The first one says, Hannah Hernandez is a state senator and community activist. On the city council, Hannah will work for economic fairness, jobs that pay a livable wage, more police accountability, and to protect our water supply.
Convincing.
Okay. And the next one says, Hannah believes that climate change poses a serious threat to Phoenix. She will work to help address the effects of climate change, including access to water for all Phoenix residents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Convincing.
The options are very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing.
Oh, a little convincing.
A little convincing. Okay, thank you. Then we have, Hernandez believes in a woman's right to choose, and she will stand up to lawmakers who want to take that choice away. She will support protection for doctors and medical professionals who perform abortions in Phoenix.
Very convincing.
Okay, thank you. Got it. And the last one says, Anna's brother was killed by Phoenix police while he was experiencing a mental health crisis. She has called for more accountability from police officers and community-based public safety solutions that address the root causes of crime.
Very convincing.
Okay, thank you so much. And now let me read you a series of statements about Marcelino Quiñones. For each, please tell me whether this is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Marcelino Quiñones for Phoenix City Council. The first one says, Marcelino is a state senator and longtime resident of South Phoenix. On the city council, he will work for improved public safety, more affordable housing, and better paying jobs for residents.
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat, okay, thank you so much. Next we have, Marcelino has been a champion of first-time homebuyer programs in the state senate. He will use local and state incentives to provide more affordable housing for more people in Phoenix, and he will work with community groups to get unhoused people off the street and into housing programs.
Somewhat convincing.
Okay, thank you. And the next one says, the local economy is a priority for Marcelino. He will work with the local business community to attract more high-paying and union jobs.
Somewhat convincing.
Okay, got it. And the last one says, Marcelino believes that everyone should feel safe in their community. He will fight for more effective and transparent policing in Phoenix, including a new police precinct in Levine.
one more time?
Do you want me to read it again?
Yes, please.
Okay. Marcelino believes that everyone should feel safe in their community. He will fight for more effective and transparent policing in Phoenix, including a new police present in Lavin.
Somewhat convincing.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much for your answer. After hearing more information, if the election for Phoenix City Council were held today, and the candidates were only Marcelino Quiñones and Ana Hernandez, for whom would you vote, Marcelino Quiñones or Ana Hernandez or someone else?
Ana Hernandez.
Okay, got it. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
Something else.
Something else? Okay. And do you think of yourself as closer to the Democrat or the Republican Party?
Democrat.
Okay, got it. And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Liberal.
Liberal. And would you call yourself very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. And can you tell me what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Graduate school.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you currently own your home? Do you rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Rent.
Okay, thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Rashawn Mayor.
Okay. Thank you so much. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Have a good day.